I'm going to read a poem called Dives Transgender. It's based on a character who appears in Luke, who is described as a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen. I've used Dives as a persona, used and abused Dives over the years in a number of poems. He's a bit cynical, he's spoiled, he's wealthy, and sometimes the settings are ancient, sometimes the settings are contemporary. In this poem, it's contemporary. Dives, transgender. It started years ago, unmade by prostate frequency, apnea, age. At first, in shame and secrecy at night, no marksmanship, no light. And so relaxed drowse with elbows on knees and dilated and easy back to sleep. Always now, at least at home, I sit, a gender expression that's become appropriate. My one complaint's the loutish men in my life, sons and brothers, friends, whose fickle piss dries on tiles and curtains inexplicably far afield. My daily toilet's a fixed routine, tinkle neatly and with impatience, clean.